You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy, dusting off a stack of shellac to bring you back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. We're doing our thing. It's time for your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues on the Juke in the Back. And I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you. And I can't believe we made it this far, but here we are at part 11 of the Atlantic Records story. Mercy. In parts 1 through 10, we made it from 1947 to the beginning of 56. Here in part 11, we will pick it up and focus the entire program on Atlantic's singles output from the year 1956. Atlantic released more singles this year than in previous years, and it would get even bigger in 1957. The mainstay blockbuster artists were still having big hits, like Joe Turner, Ruth Brown, Laverne Baker, The Drifters, Clyde McFadder, and The Clovers, who would have their last charting hit for Atlantic in this year of 56. There would be some proven hitmakers, like Ivory Joe Hunter and Chuck Willis, who were newcomers to the Atlantic label. They brought their hitmaking expertise and continued to score hits now that they were on Atlantic. But with rock and roll music fully in the mainstream by mid-1956, we find Atlantic's overall sound was beginning to change. The sound and arrangements were starting to sound a bit more pop and less rooted in the blues. Choruses that would never have been added to records just a couple of years ago are now a focal point of many of Atlantic's releases. I'm going to try and steer away from those pop-oriented records and focus more on the rhythm and blues output coming out of this, one of the most important and influential rhythm and blues labels of the post-World War II era. Let's begin this week's program with Atlantic record number 1087, My Happiness Forever, from Laverne Baker and the Gliders. It was recorded on December 21st, 1955, and it entered the charts in March of 56, hitting number 13. She's a mover, she's a shaker, and a real earthquaker. Here's Laverne Baker, kicking off part 11 of the Atlantic Records story, this week on the Juke in the Back with My Happiness Forever.
Cause a spark, light a fire in the dark. Your lips on mine feel so doggone, I'm so fine. My happiness.
Turner, Corinne Corina, first recorded in 1928 by Bo Carter. Big Joe's version was a huge hit, topping out at number two for two solid weeks on the rhythm and blues charts and crossing over to number 41 on the pop charts. Number 41 may not sound like much, but Corinne Corina was Big Joe Turner's biggest hit on the pop charts. Actually, it was his only chart entry. So if you look at Joe Turner just from a pop standpoint, he was a one-hit wonder at best. Can you believe none of his other classic tunes crossed over? In contrast, he had over 21 hits on the rhythm and blues lists. That was recorded on February 24th, 1956, with Sam the Man Taylor blowing the tenor sax break. As I mentioned, Joe's version of Corinne Corina went to number two on the charts. And guess who kept it out of the top spot? It was Little Richard's Long Tall Sally that sat at number one. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back as we feature part 11 of the Atlantic Records story. This week on the Juke in the Back, it's time for the Drifters and another top 10 rhythm and blues hit featuring Johnny Moore on lead vocal. Recorded just after Clyde McFadder left the group on September 19th, 1955, Ruby Baby topped out at number 10 in May of 56. Here are the Drifters on the Juke in the Back with Ruby Baby.
Like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, Ruby,
The beautiful lead of Ernie Warren, The Cardinals, Offshore. Recorded March 1st of 1956, that was their 10th of 12 singles issued by Atlantic Records. Only three of those 12 would chart: Shouldn't I Know, Wheel of Fortune, and The Door Is Still Open. But every single song recorded by The Cardinals is a winner, baby. Take my word for it. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, and you're digging on the Atlantic Records story, part 11, as we focus on the year 1956. Up next is one of only two charting records for Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown during the year of 56. The first one was I Want to Do More, which hit number three earlier in the year. Now she's back with Sweet Baby of Mine, which hit number 10 in late May. Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown, getting down to the sound that's all around. And a record you don't hear much these days, but you should, because it's a fantabulous song. Here's Sweet Baby of Mine.
Of mine. Been so long without my baby till sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. I'm leaving this town early next morning, a big sweet baby of mine. It won't be long before we're together now, baby and me, happy till the end of time. Baby of mine, been so long without my baby. baby, till sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. I'm plumb going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. Plumb going out of my mind. Plumb going out of my mind.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Maureen Russell, Gary Cipollone, Michael Carey, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
The treasure of love is easy to find. It's waiting for you if your heart isn't blind. The treasure of love is not very far. It glows like fire.
Fatter, and it didn't take him long at all to top the charts. He had officially left the Drifters in June or July of 55, and Treasure of Love hit number one on July 28th, 1956. Waxed on March 4th, it entered the chart on May 26th, and then burned slowly to number one in late July, where it stayed for 1 week. Clyde would have two more number one records as a solo artist. So that's three number ones solo, he had two number one records with the Drifters, and two number one records with the Dominoes. Incidentally, the only time the Dominoes ever topped the charts was when Clyde was singing lead with them. And now, the Clovers' final charting record with Atlantic. In fact, it would be their last charting record until 1959, When Love Potion number 9 cracked the top 25 for United Artists. Love, Love, Love was recorded on March 29th of 56 and features Buddy Bailey singing lead. It hit number 4 in June. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, Atlantic was really starting to use pop-oriented choruses on their records, and this is a perfect example. Here are the Clovers with Love, 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 as we feature Atlantic Records Part 11, right here on The Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Love, 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 love. There ain't nothing in this world for the boy and the girl but love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. There ain't nothing in this world for the boy and the girl but love, love, love. And that's the only thing I'm thinking of.
Love, 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 love.
Love can make you happy.
In my favorite cup, that's why I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know, I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know, hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love it so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know?
Brother Ray with another classic tune that he wrote that's been covered by so many. Hallelujah, I Love Her So was covered by Peggy Lee when she changed the lyrics to Hallelujah, I Love Him So. And even rockabilly legend Eddie Cochran recorded a version of Hallelujah. Ray's was cut on November 30th, 1955, with Don Wilkerson handling the tenor break. It reached number 5 in June of 56, and Ray Charles could do no wrong at this time. He was in full swing, cranking out great records for Atlantic Records. And that's our feature this week on The Juke in the Back. It's Atlantic Records Part 11, 1956. This next cat, Chuck Willis, has been mentioned over the last couple of programs because he had written some hits for Atlantic. And during those shows I kept mentioning, soon Chuck Willis will be on Atlantic Records. And cats and kittens, here he is. After a super successful career recording for OK in the early 1950s, he hadn't had a hit since 1954 with Feels So Bad. Well, he finally has his first recording session with Atlantic on April 15th, 1956 in New York City. Gene Barge is on tenor sax, Roy Gaines on guitar, and none other than the Cookies are backing him up on vocals. It's Too Late hit number 3 in July of 56. In less than 2 years, he would be dead at age 32. But before he checks out, he records a handful of stellar singles for Atlantic. Here's the first of them, Chuck Willis, It's Too Late.
It's too late, she's gone.
Too late, too late.
It's too late, my baby's gone. It's a weak man that cries.
Ooh.
So I guess I better dry my eyes. Yes, I will miss her more than anyone. Lord, it's too late. She's gone. Oh, she's gone. She's gone. My baby's gone. She's gone. Yeah, she's gone. Where can my baby be?
I wonder, does she know?
She left me, it hurt me so. I need your loving, please don't make me wait and tell me it's not too.
Fire and paint, lipstick, fire and paint.
Now you
up a tree, giggling and wiggling her toes at me. Let me put my glasses on and had such fun since she's been gone.
Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint. Is you ain't hound dog scratching fleas, looking like she's in love with me. Licks my hand everywhere I go. I wish my baby loved me so.
Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint.
Now is you is, is you ain't
a lipstick, a lipstick.
You call if you get dusty, I'll brush you off.
Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint.
Is you in, is you ain't? What kind of love is that you make? The world starts to tremble and the building shake. Love me and hug me once again. Let the roof and the walls come tumbling in.
Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick, powder and paint.
Now here's you in, here's you ain't,
lipstick.
Now that's a bouncing little record, Lipstick, Powder and Paint, Joe Turner. You would have thought that would have made the pop charts, but it didn't. It topped out at number 8 on the Rhythm and Blues lists, and it was written by Jesse Stone under his real name this time. Remember, in the past, he was writing under the pseudonym Charles Calhoun. Lipstick, Powder and Paint was recorded on February 24th of 56 in New York City, featuring Sam the Man Taylor on the sax break. The Drifters now return to the Juke in the Back with I Gotta Get Myself a Woman, another tune written by Jesse Stone. This features Johnny Moore and bass singer Bill Pinkney trading off lead vocals. It was waxed on June 21st of 56 and made it to number 11 in September. In December, Atlantic would release White Christmas by the Drifters for the third consecutive year. Now, this is the same record they had released originally with Clyde McFadder back in December of 54, where it hit number 2. When they released it in December of 55, it hit number 5. And this year, in December of 1956, White Christmas stalled at number 12. But right now, here are the Drifters from September. I gotta get myself a woman, don't tell Miss Rosie, on the Juke in the Back.
I got to get myself a woman.
Whoa, somewhere, somehow. I need companionship, and I need it right now.
I got to get myself a woman.
Whoa, before I die. I see so many fine young things, but they are passing me by. A man needs to live a settled life, with a loving and a working wife. Well, it don't matter if she's young or old, if she knows to do the things she's told and stay here beside me night and day, so nobody steals her heart away. I know what I really need so much is that loving touch.
I gotta get myself a woman.
Whoa, whoa. Find someone that I can call my own.
Dun, 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 dun,
rigged up like a concrete wall, just so she knows how to wash and cook. I don't give a kitty just how she look. I don't care whatever she knows best. If she suits me, she can drop the rest. That important thing I am thinking of is a lot of love.
I gotta get myself a woman.
Well, I'm all alone. Please hurry, let me find someone I can call my own.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Atlantic Records. So let's take a single we heard earlier, Corinne Corina from Joe Turner, and flip it over. We find Boogie Woogie Country Girl, recorded on November 3rd, 1955 in New York, featuring some tasty piano licks from Van Piano Man Walls. This one was only on the chart for 1 week, but what a record. And it's this week's Great 78. Joe Turner with Van Piano Man Walls. Boogie Woogie Country Girl.
She wears a loafer shoe, dungaree, red jacket, short. If you please, mom, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Now you dig that music with a beat rockin' rolling. Is a meet my boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. On Saturday night she comes to town. She plays the jukebox and lets her hair on down. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. And I roll. She picks some cherry, she can milk a cow. Don't like squares, cause daddy taught her how. Boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. She's up every morning about half at five to let the gold fishes, cause it keeps you alive. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Now when she stands, the kids hang around. Dig my baby, cause she really goes to town. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, you dig what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Yeah, swinging band, I like a good rocking band. Yeah, my knees start to knocking. I love to start the rocket. Yeah, my boogie, boogie woogie country girl. Early in the morning.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I can't hold you enough. I can't hug you enough. I can't love you enough to suit me. I can't squeeze you enough. I can't tease you enough. I can't please you enough. No, sorry. I can't say it enough. I can't pray it enough. Well, everyone can see.
Love me.
If I had forever with a love.
suit me. I can't dance you enough, romance you enough, entrance you enough, no sorry. I can't tell you enough, I can't spell it enough. Oh, won't you hear my plea? I love you with all my heart. Why can't you love me?
I love you with all my heart. Why can't you love me? La di da da di da, la di da da di da, la di da da di da la.
Laverne Baker, I Can't Love You Enough, a big number 7 rhythm and blues hit from October of 1956. It actually crossed over to number 22 pop. We're not sure who's playing on that record, but we do know it's Ray Ellis's orchestra. Also, the Gliders don't get credit on that record, and just by listening to the backup group, you can tell that the Gliders, who are actually the rhythm and blues vocal group, the Q's, are not present on that record. They've been replaced by an Atlantic Records pop chorus. I mentioned at the top of the show how Atlantic was tweaking its sound a bit, little less on the rough rhythm and blues, little more on the smooth pop. A lot of times those arrangements failed, but on a record like I Can't Love You Enough, it did make number 22 pop, so they had success with it. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're listening to part 11 of my Behemoth special on Atlantic Records, tracing its early days of 1947 all the way up to about mid-1957. I gotta be honest, cats and kittens, up next is one of my all-time favorite songs, Ray Charles with Lonely Avenue, a tune written by young songwriter Doc Pomus. It features David Fathead Newman on the sax break, and the backup singers are, of course, the Cookies. Ray recorded Lonely Avenue on May 16th of 56, and by October, it was number 6 on the charts. Here's the blind troubadour of rhythm and blues, Ray Charles, with Lonely Avenue on the Juke in the Back.
Now my room has got 2 windows, but the sun shall never come through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I live on
Lonely Avenue.
Oh,
Lonely,
yes, sir.
Avenue.
Now you know my covers, they feel like lead, and my pillow, it feels like stone. Well, I toss and turn so every night, I'm not used to being alone. I live on a Lonely Avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do.
Mm-hmm.
since you left this town. You know, if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. You know, it's all because of you.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. That's a saying that everyone knows. Somebody cheers while another sheds tears. That's the way it goes.
Wop, 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 boo.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. Someone's loss is somebody's gain. He who has won can walk in the sun, but the loser must stand out in the rain. Love is like a two-sided coin. Heads you win, tails you lose. Yes, for every lucky soul who finds happiness, some poor fool gets the blues.
Wop, 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 fool.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. I lost my love to somebody new. I cried and I cried and almost died, 'cause I was the loser then. But I was
baby. Now there's a doozy. Finders Keepers by the Crescendos. Who are the Crescendos, you ask? Well, kind of a hodgepodge of Los Angeles vocal groups. You've got members of the Hollywood Flames, Bobby Bird and Earl Nelson. Also, Bobby Ralph from the Laurels, Prentice Moreland from the Chanticleers, and Mitchell Alexander from the Feathers. Finders Keepers was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller and recorded in Los Angeles on March 26th of 1956. Atlantic Records released the single in September. It failed to make the charts, but man, what a record. Its flip side, Sweet Dreams, is equally as great. In 1959, Atlantic re-released Sweet Dreams by the Crescendos and backed it with I'll Be Seeing You. That record is another tiny blip in the often confusing history of Los Angeles vocal groups. There was a lot of cross-pollination going on out in LA. I'm Matt the Cat, and that brings us to the end of part 11 of the Atlantic Records story. Over these past 11 weeks, we've been covering Atlantic Records history from their beginnings in October of 1947 to about midway through 1957. And that's what we'll get to next week in part 12. We'll close down the series on the parent label, Atlantic. And then in part 13, we'll take a look at Atco Records. And in part 14, we'll take a look at Cat Records, two of Atlantic's early subsidiaries. Until next week, remember, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close down part 11 with a ginormous record from a cat who had plenty of ginormous records throughout his career, Ivory Joe Hunter. He had already been on Atlantic for about 2 years. Hunter actually began his career back in 1945. He was backed up by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers on Blues at Sunrise. He then scored a number one record in 1948 with Pretty Mama Blues for Pacific Records. He had a successful string of hits with King Records, including two number two records with Guess Who and Jealous Heart. Another number one followed when he switched to MGM in 1950 with I Almost Lost My Mind. He followed that up with another chart topper, I Need You So. Then the hit slowed down until this one, Since I Met You Baby. Ivory Joe wrote it, and he recorded it on September 5th, 1956, with the Ray Ellis Orchestra. Atlantic released it in November, and by early December, it had entered the chart. On January 5th, 1957, Since I Met You Baby hit number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart for 3 weeks and crossed over to a whopping number 12 pop. It was so big that Ivory Joe Hunter actually performed Since I Met You Baby on The Ed Sullivan Show. Next week on The Juke in the Back, we'll finish up 1956 and carry you through 1957 in part 12. Until then, have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Here's Ivory Joe Hunter with Since I Met You, Baby. Bye-bye.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And everybody tells me that I am not the same.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.